Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, good one. Although Happy I am really disappointed. It didn't get dark here at all.
It really, okay, so I was at work and I had my neighbor's daughter. She's like shadowing me because she just got out of hair school. So it was her and then another client who's in high school. And it got like overcast in my salon. I could tell by the way the light reflects that it was different.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't as dark as I thought it was going to be. But someone happened to have glasses in the salon. Because remember the other day, you and I, when we were going to John Chris, we saw the glasses and I was joking with the lady at the, we were in a gas station and I was like, oh, eclipse glasses. And she's like, yeah, we're not even going to be able to see it. And I was like, oh wait, it's actually going to be one. She's like, yeah. And then today it was obviously.
Yeah.
And it was cool through the glasses, but with a sliver of sun that was left, I was so surprised at how bright stuff still was.
Well, I was just going to say, I saw other people's videos, and I don't know if it's my allergies or I'm getting sick, so I'm going to clear my throat like 102 times, so sorry in advance. But I saw other people's videos, and
Texas was like dark.
Pitch black.
Which is like mine, that would like trip my mind out.
Like, that would be cool to see. I honestly don't really care. Like, I did not care about seeing the eclipse when it's still light out.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to see it, I want it to be, like, impactful.
Yeah.
So I kept waiting for it to get darker outside because it was supposed to happen, like, 3:15 or something like that for us.
Was totality.
Yeah.
I'm like, God.
You with your big words.
No, it's because I kept seeing it. I'm like, what are all these words? Like, I didn't even know this was a real thing. And this morning I happened to be on Instagram and it was showing different states and like it was showing you the movement of what it was going to be, which was kind of cool. It showed you like where it was going to be. I think Alabama was totally dark. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Austin, Texas. That was the Dallas video that was. I saw was Austin.
Yeah, I saw a bunch in Texas and then there was a couple others. But the next one's like in what, 21 years? So we got some time. Or 20 years, I guess.
They say they're so spaced out, but I feel like we've lived through several at this point.
We have, but it's that they mostly happen over the ocean. I did some research today. It was very,
yeah,
I get
look
on these,
at you.
No, I just get on these rabbit holes.
Expert.
I mean,
who
you
am
know,
I?
Who are you? It's like, I'll get fixated on something and then I'll have to learn all about that one thing, you know? So yeah, they do happen frequently. It's just, we don't get to see them because of the way that they're in the ocean.
Yeah.
So the next one's like Canada, I think Denver again, like kind of that area that would be able to really see it in totality. but whatever. I mean, it's
well, maybe
cool,
in 21 years, we can travel to wherever it's going to be 100% totality.
It might have been 20 years, but either which way. Yeah, we can go. We can check it out.
Well, it would be like us to be late and miss it.
You know, the whole next year, we're going to be like, oh, wait, it happened last year. Got it. Didn't hear about it.
So funny. Okay, so we've got it cover March Madness.
We do.
Among other things. So let's jump into Spotlight Moment and then we'll, you know,
we'll do
the damn thing.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, ladies, please tell me if I'm being unreasonable. My husband is a night owl. I am not. We never go to bed at the same time. Never. He's always up at least an hour later than me, sometimes much longer, and instead of going to bed when I do, he will stay up until all hours and then wake me for sexy time when he comes to bed. Sometimes I've been asleep for 2 to 3 hours already. I'm like, why can't you just come to bed when I do and then get back up and watch TV afterwards for as long as you want? I absolutely hate being woken up. I try very hard not to be rude, but sometimes I'm just like, damn, leave me alone, I'm asleep. Am I being unreasonable? No.
I don't think, I was just going to say, it's tough when you're already asleep like that. And also, if he wanted sexy time, he needs to come to bed when you go to bed. If that's what his intention is. Like,
right. Like, let's get it going a little earlier.
Right.
Because if I've already settled in, washed my face, changed into my jammies, gotten comfortable, like, no.
See, that doesn't bother me. It's the being asleep for 2 or 3 hours. I'm in a deep sleep at that point. I'm in the, what's it called?
REM.
I'm in the REM sleep. And yeah, the REM sleep. Don't leave me alone.
No, I'd be castrating someone if I was already asleep.
That's what I'm saying. But
also, yeah. I don't even remember. Half the time, Robbie tells me that I, you know, I'll wake up and I'll be talking to him and I have no recollection of this conversation the next morning. And that just feels like murky waters, you know, if we were to get busy during that time, because I'm not going to remember.
Like, was it good? I don't remember. Was I there?
But yeah, no. I mean, if you, you should just go to, when you start going to bed, be like, are you going to want sexy time tonight?
Right.
Just,
and if you are, then let's go.
Yes or no, because if it's yes, then I suggest you get. Come up now. Oh, I was like, what are you doing? Is that your,
my that's mom,
kind of fun.
My mom gave me that. She always gets the self-watering plants from the bottom up. And I had a little extra water and I just, you know, felt the need to do that to my African violet. Isn't it cute?
It is cute. Love it. Anyways, no, you're not unreasonable.
Mm-mm. He needs to come to bed. If he wants it, he better come to bed. Period.
I'm just trying to think. There's very few things I could be woken up for.
Where the house burning down.
Right.
I'm not going to be mad at you for waking me up. Yeah. Please wake me up. My kid being sick. Somebody breaking in. These are the things that you can wake me up for and I'm not going to be mad at you.
Uh-huh.
If you're trying to get busy and I'm in my REM sleep, forget about it.
A few weeks ago, Robbie was sound asleep, which nothing pisses me off more than when he falls asleep before me.
Why? Is he a snorer?
I mean, yes, but it's just annoying. It just pisses me off. I can't.
I remember you saying this. Now it's all coming back to me. Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because I don't know. I just don't know. That's I normally so fall asleep really fast. Okay. He's more of a late owl, night owl than I am. I mean, we both are, but usually the second I close my eyes, I'm asleep. Does not take me long.
That's how I am. I can lay my head on the pillow. I'm not going to lay in bed and watch a movie. When I lay down, I'm going to sleep. Yeah. But Mike and I toggle between who goes to sleep first, believe it or not. He mostly goes to sleep later than me, but yeah. I'm not a laying better watching stuff. I'm like out.
It's like it ruins my routine. And so then if I'm laying awake and he's asleep, man, I get mad. And really it's totally irrational. Him. It's totally irrational. Yeah. I recognize this. Well, a few weeks ago, Brooks kept crying in his pen. And I was like, motherfucker, this dog has to go poop. Guarantee. And he just wouldn't stop. And I ignored it for a little while. I'm like, can he hold it till morning? Anyways, he couldn't. He kept crying.
He was crowning. So you were just like,
but I didn't want to get up. So I woke Robbie up.
Like, no, you didn't.
So I woke him up. What's the word? Hypocrite. You know, don't wake me up, but I'll wake you up in a skinny minute. Yeah, so I woke
him up. He's the guy. He's more manlier. Go downstairs.
He also knows I don't like to go outside at night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With the dogs, like alone. Like, where do I live? Like, nobody is doing anything to me outside. It's just like old habits.
We watch too much.
Old habits die hard. So I nudged him and I'm like, Brooks keeps crying. I'm pretty sure he's got to go poop.
He was saying,
take him out. So too much time goes by. Like 10, 15 minutes goes by. And I'm like, okay, did I just like send him to
his... Did you not hear me?
Yeah, I'm like, I just send him to his death outside? Like, did he take him out?
Oh, he did take him out.
Oh, no, he got up and he took him out.
Oh, okay.
But then... I didn't fall asleep. So it was like 10, 15 minutes and he still hadn't come back up. And then all of a sudden I hear our wet vac and I was like, oh no. And then I got wafted with the smell. Brooks diarrhea'd everywhere. Mm-mm. Downstairs on our rug. Explosive. And I was like, okay. I was like, wow, what a fucking asshole. I woke him up.
You should have just woke him up or woke him up and taken him out. Dang, hindsight 2020.
So I did go downstairs and I was like, I'm really sorry. And I cleaned the rug and sent him back upstairs because I felt really bad.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
I mean, yeah. The other night, Maggie was trying to wake me up and she'll paw your face. And she actually ended up, I didn't get up. So I nudged her and she did it to Mike and he did get up and took her out to pee. And the next morning, he said something. He's like, yeah, I got up with your dog last night. I said, yeah, no, I didn't get up. I was awake. I said, I was actually awake when she woke you up. I was just pretending to be asleep. He's like, now I know your secret. I was like, whatever.
Why are we the same? So hypocritical. Like, don't wake me up. But I'm telling you, I will wake Robbie up
in a minute. We're feeble, I won't think twice. And we'll get attacked. They won't. They'll fight off the bad guys for us in Holly Springs. Can't be too careful. No. Can't trust anybody.
There's so much crime.
You just can't even trust anybody. So Maggie was like, I guess I'm going to wake my dad up. I was like, you should.
That's really funny.
Period.
Well, she got what she needed.
She did.
Smart girl.
Smart girl.
Okay. March Madness.
God, it what feels a year. So long ago. Does that not feel like forever ago to you, March Madness?
Well, we had, of course, normally we would record right after March Madness, do our recap episode. It was Easter Sunday, and then that screwed everything up. Easter was so early, and that was rude.
It was very rude. Agreed.
But it was a great year for March Madness.
It was such a new good champ. Year. A new champ. Okay, we got to clear the air. This has been bothering me. People that were up in our DMs pissed, and in the comments, pissed about us kicking Bryce out. Y'all, we did not kick Bryce Horton out. It was a funny mutual agreement last year that he was going to pass the torch. It was all in good fun. So it was not on us, but Spencer and I decided next year that if the groundhog sees a shadow, you know how they do that. That's how spring is going to come early or not. So we're going to do one next year with Bryce, and we're going to have some type of a, did Bryce see his shadow? And if he did, then he gets to do March Madness, or if not, we're either going to do it that way or we'll just let him in it. Who cares at this point? But it was really fun because this year was like a nice mixture of like the guys that were submitted, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then I love so much a rowdy queen that gets into it and like campaigns for her man. And really, I love that. People that like don't share it.
It's just supposed to be in good fun, right?
Totally. People that don't like hype their man up or like share their man, like all that, like you're not that cool. Like I love to see the girls that were like hyping their men up. Like you got to gas them up. And then it got them involved, and Andy lit with the rap, y'all. Yeah.
And I'm just here to say, I got real snippy with some people in DMs because we'd be sharing something, you know, that the guys did to campaign or whatever. And some of these hoes would be sliding into our DMs being like, ugh, this gives me the ick.
I know.
Ugh, what a loser. No, you're the fucking loser.
Right.
Get over yourself. You are the loser. It's fun. It's just supposed to be silly.
Right.
They're just getting into it. Like, okay.
And nobody's taking it that seriously. Mm-hmm. Right. Like nobody. Zero people. You are.
Yeah.
If you're that pissed or that bothered by it, you're taking it way too seriously. It's fun. You know what? Life freaking sucks sometimes. It's okay to laugh at March Madness. It's okay to put a smile on your face and cheer on the home team or the home bib man. Yeah. Like whatever you got to do. Like don't be Debbie down in our shit. That pisses me off.
Yeah. It was getting under my skin. Then, you know, people would be like, ugh, I can't believe so-and-so's made it this far. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
But there was a lot of that for like multiple different people. And it's like, I really believe that people don't feel like they can tell the person that about their own husband. So that we were the sounding board for it.
Right.
So it's like, okay, go to a different forum or a thread and air your grievances about that.
I just kept saying, there's no room for so-and-so slander here. There's no room for so-and-so slander here. Like, just go away.
And everyone's not going to like everybody.
If you're going to be a shithead. Right. That's all I got to say about that.
No, but I love that like the girls got into it this year. Not that they don't always. It's always just really fun on our account. And I love that the girls, the influencers can be in on the joke or the whoever. It's not even just influencers. They're the ones that rally, like I feel like the hardest. They get into it.
But, well, I think a lot of it's too is like personal relationships.
Yeah,
you know, with one another. So they get into like a healthy competition.
It's cute. I love that.
Which is something that like some people probably don't realize, like the shitheads in the DMs. Right. It's like they're all they're literally all FaceTiming each other at night, like talking about this, like joking.
Or in group text.
They know each other.
Yeah,
it's okay.
In group text messages, like joking around. Again, it's all in good fun. Have we lost our fun bone, our funny bone? Yeah. Have we just totally lost it?
I think many people have.
Like, that's so irritating. There's just not enough things to be mad about. You want to be mad about this too? No, we don't have time for it.
One thing I did appreciate this year is we had a fraction of the DMs saying, I couldn't vote for so-and-so. Here's my vote. Oh. Can you add it to... No. Or add I voted it. For the wrong person. Oh, I meant to vote for so-and-so.
We actually had quite a bit of that.
We did, but not compare. I feel like last year we had, and the year before that.
Well, we had
like,
a lot of people that just responded to our stories with no other things. Do you remember that? They were just like, you're like, Bryce Horton. I'm like, that, okay, you got to vote on the story. Or some people were like, I don't know where to vote. It's like, oh, honey, you do it on the story that you saw their name on it. You like click their name. And I wasn't even trying to be a smartass. I was like, literally explain. I was like, oh, it's on the stories. Like when you're watching it and it's got like their names and stuff, like you click that one.
There's nothing like social media to make you lose your faith in humanity.
You know.
Also,
what?
Another thing.
Uh-oh.
We know that there is another podcast that does March Madness.
Oh, right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who came first, the chicken or the egg, but it doesn't really matter. It's okay that doesn't someone matter. Else does March Madness. Ours is really great.
Ours is superior. I mean, ours is really great.
You're doing great, sweetie. Ours is really great. And it's just different. So
yeah, it's different.
That's all. Yep. It's fine. You don't need to come running and tell us.
Yeah.
Nobody's stealing it.
Our sweatshirts, people were messaging today. Our sweatshirts are in production. So if you ordered a sweatshirt and you're listening now, they're being done now and then they will be shipping out. Yes. In tracking, I guess we'll do tracking orders. We got to figure all that out because it's going to come. I don't know. We'll have to see. Or we might just do a mass email saying, hey, your thing is shipped.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on how we do it. But they are being made right now. And somebody emailed us last night too. And I need to message her back. But if you are listening and you ordered a sweatshirt, they're on the way.
Beautiful.
Man, so all the housekeeping items. Okay. So March Madness, what did you think about like the matchups? What did you think about the brackets this year? How'd you feel about it? We were like so into it, me and you.
Oh, so into it.
Because y'all, we cannot rig it. And sometimes we want to. Sometimes me and Spencer literally talked so much that week because we were like, oh my gosh. Because there are certain people like, not that we don't want someone else to win for any personal reasons. It's just more fun when you see.
When people campaign, mm-hmm. I want them to win.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, and did, I'm just saying it. Like if you are not really campaigning that much or you don't share it or, you know, we tag you and you leave us on red. I want the other people to win.
Well, we were talking about how Andy Litt and Dr. Mike, we've liked both of them. Like we've never had anything, no ill will ever.
Yeah.
But during the process, Spencer and I, by the end of it, were like, oh my God, we love them. Like literally you get to see their personalities and they both were so great. But I feel like Bridget was really funny because she was like, wow, if you watch these stories, what you think is his acknowledgments are that he got married because we used so much wedding videos.
Well, there wasn't.
It was
there
so funny.
Yeah, a whole lot.
But she had great ones. No, but she had some really great ones. And I was like, damn, where were these at when we were like making our videos?
Yes.
He's really funny. And you get a very stoic side of him and a very smart side of him on social media or he comes off. But I did see a lot of people being like, oh my gosh, this is literally their relationship. So I guess maybe we just didn't see as much on their stuff. But Spencer and I were like messaging and we were like, oh my God, Andy Litt is so freaking funny. And we've always appreciated their like lavish like videos. They're mm-hmm. really great content creators.
Yes.
But his rap was next to none. And I mean, that's a whole bop.
He could whip that out in such a short period of time.
Produced it and wrote it. Like what?
Like, yeah, I was impressed. He had me hooked though. I mean, at the first, when he was like,
in the gym,
curling his video equipment and the March Madness like story was on the TV. That was hysterical.
He's funny. Yeah. So I agree with you. People that campaign and get into it, man, I love it. It was really like we were watching something for real. It's like a reality show mm-hmm. for a week long that we're behind the scenes of, but we can't even tamper with it. Damn. So can't even cheat.
It's really inconvenient. I'm still pulling for Kyle. Kyle, maybe next year's your year.
I know. And he has some people that rally hard. I will say, whether you are the Nelsons or the Irvin, like Mallory Irvin, is his last name's not Irvin.
Mm-mm.
What is it? Why do I not know this?
Oh my God. I'm so brain dead. Why are you putting me on the spot?
I don't know. Well, Mallory Irvin's husband, whoever you are campaigning for, their people ride hard too. Just like the Hortons. I mean, y'all have got some loyal people that back you, which is like really fun to watch that too, because they come in hard
Daniela.
On the DMs. Yes. Oh, duh.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Duh. But we were getting nasty DMs when they weren't making it in brackets. And it was like, y'all, we didn't not have them advance.
Also, actually, the brackets. People, it's alarming how many people don't understand how a bracket works.
I know. It's tough. And then they were pissed at like how they were matched up. And Spencer and I really late one night really tried to do this thing the right way. I mean, y'all, it was like 11 o'clock, almost at 11 at midnight. But you get the point.
We did.
We kept literally
moving people to make sure initial matchups were like more fair.
Yes.
That was an issue last
year. Absolutely.
And I thought we did a pretty good job.
I thought we did a great job. But here's the thing.
If one person wins their bracket, then they're automatically going to go to the person that wins the bracket right beneath them. That's just how a bracket works.
Yeah.
So it wasn't us trying to be mean.
No, because we can't do seeds. Like, we actually, that would be mean. If we like put seeds. There's just no way.
I actually talked it out with Robbie one night because I was like, how could we possibly do that?
We could have drawn names, which would be fun on a live next year. We could like literally draw names out of a hat and match them all in brackets like that. So people can, that might be actually really fun.
I know. But then it's like, then you don't, like if we do that, I don't know. Then you run the risk of like having
a busted bracket immediately.
Yes.
No, for sure. But maybe we could have like the like Bravo guys, Bib guys. Like maybe we could have it match in pots a little bit better, because I agree it would be really difficult, because what people don't understand is if you have somebody that's interactive on the bracket and somebody that's not, or somebody that's not a household name, they're going to be completely excluded immediately. And that's not fun to watch. We had that our first year. We had a lot of like people that like smoked out the other person, and it became very predictable. And that's why this year was really fun. Each year it's gotten less predictable, other than like the, I mean, y'all, I would love to have the Hortons in it next year just so I could see how they compare to the rallies. Like, cause their people are like cream of the crop. I mean, these people go hard. She could sell like a turd and they're going to buy it. For real.
Like that girl without that a sells code. Jarred farts.
Yeah. Okay. So why was I talking about that today? Sidebar.
Jarred farts?
Yeah. Jarred. Exactly that. We were talking about how I heard on the radio that Britney Spears, if she had an OnlyFans, they were projecting that she can make like $100 million a year. Okay. And I'm like, well, God, her Instagram is basically what you would have on OnlyFans, you know? So then we got down the whole, Maggie, can you not? I'm going to sell a dog.
Should I give her another hot Cheeto?
Mike just got home, and that's why she's acting crazy. Oh yeah, not her having the diarrheas later. And guess who I'm calling? You. So don't be in REM sleep because you're coming in my house. But we were talking about how OnlyFans. I'm like, what do I got to do? Wiggle some toes? Like, tell me what I need to do, because you know, if you can make that much money, like, okay, fine. So we were talking about the girl from the Cash Me Outside girl. We were talking about the girls that were in my room were younger, and they knew some other girls. And I guess people were scamming, like celebrities, big name people were scamming their audience. They were saying like, sign up for this, and then they would like, you know, tease that they were going to do something crazy, and they didn't do it. And so I was like, well, there's really like an industry and thing for anybody. Like I could show a chin here, like being older and just showing things. And I said, there's somebody for people buy jarred farts. That's what I said. And they were like, what? I'm like, people literally.
Oh my God. They didn't know about it.
No. Or like used underwear, or like underwear that you just ran 4 miles with. And they want to sign. There are people that are weird that will buy this stuff.
No, there's an itch for every scratch, a scratch for every itch.
There's an itch for every scratch. There's a scratch for every itch is what it is. But yeah, I mean, I'll paint my toenails and show it on a camera. Is that all you have to do? Like truly, if people have a foot fetish, do you literally set up a camera and like wiggle your toes?
Probably. Or you probably do things with your feet, like pick it up or like squish, like put your toes into like a bowl of pudding.
I'll do it. I don't care. I'll do it.
I would do it.
I would literally stick my toes in grapes. I'll do it. That's easy.
I mean, I think as you said, there's something for everybody. So I'm sure.
How do you advertise this? I might would want to be an anonymous toe person, but also I do have an identifiable star tattoo on my foot.
There's makeup for that.
But if I'm squishing pudding and stuff, is that going to show? Is it going to eat the makeup away? I wouldn't care. I'd be rich. I'd be like, bitch, it was me. Spoiler alert.
Have that tattoo removed.
True. With all my money.
Right. You'll be rich.
I would do it. I really would. Do I not have any morals anymore? What does this say about me?
I mean, if it's not showing, showing my face or any identifiable marks, I would.
This was a recession. I need to make some extra money. I need a side gig. I need two flows of income, and that might be it.
I mean, I am impressed by the entrepreneurial spirit of the girl who sells her farts.
But people buy them. We can't knock her.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm impressed.
Who was her first employee?
She created a corner of the market.
Right. Who was her first buyer? Not her employee. Hopefully she doesn't have any employees so they can scent the brand.
Imagine.
I'm not smelling like nobody else's farts, period.
Putting up a Indeed ad for a personal assistant to catch your farts.
They're like, what? Wait, what? I have to fart in the jar and I need you to put the lid on it as quickly as possible. But
who sells farts?
Who was her first buyer? And how did she market to them? You know?
I don't know. Well, I'm pretty sure. So I knew her from, she was on 90 Day Fiancé. That's where I first heard of her. And then it was after that that she started, yes, this Rolling Stone. This is from 2022. TikToker.
In Rolling Stone? She got an article in Rolling Stone?
Yes. TikToker makes $200,000 farting in jars. Here's how she did it.
Fart in jars.
Wait, are they going to give us a play-by-play?
Fart in a jar. What do you need a play-by-play on? Fart in a jar and market it out. Hashtag.
Oh my God. I literally.
What's her name? How many followers does she have?
Stephanie Motto.
Imagine having an assembly line of jars lined up and you just fart all down the line and somebody's got to go behind you and jar them up real quick.
She receives, says, as an adult content creator who launched her own OnlyFans-esque platform called Unfiltered.
Unfartered is what she should have called it.
She receives dozens of requests for custom content per day, ranging from photos of her uvula to vials of her. It's the hangy ball in your throat.
I'm sorry. What?
That's your uvula.
I understand. People want to see just a photo of it?
Apparently.
That's what I'm saying.
Ranging from photos of her uvula to vials of her own poop. Yet she's been shocked by just how high the demand for her jarred farts has been, as well as surprised by the reasons her clients cite for purchasing her jar, her fart jars for $1,000 per pop.
Per poot.
Let me tell you how fast I'll order some mason jars.
And fart in it.
And cover them in glitter and start immediately.
And are people, okay, so are people giving, never, just forget about it. Let's move on. Just forget it. I'm just done with this whole thing. Like, this is repulsive, you know?
Oh, interesting. Okay, wait. She said people really like the idea of spending an exorbitant amount of money and kind of being, I don't want to say swindled, but it's like a financial domination thing for a lot of men.
Oh, God. Dominate.
So it's like a kink.
Dominate your finances on our podcast. You want to add? What do you want us to say? I don't care. You want a jingle? We got a jingle. What do you want?
But that makes sense. Yeah. That it's like a specific kink about that, not as much about the farts. I'm sure for some people it is. Anyways, this is just, it's so bizarre. But like, I'm truly fascinated. And I also am just fascinated in general by the way that we have like so normalized sex work through OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, they refer to themselves as sex workers. So it's like gone are the days where sex work was strictly like prostitution and stripping. If you want to, would that be considered sex work back then? Sure.
I think, yeah.
You know, it's just interesting.
What a time to be alive.
What a time.
And listen, I know some of you are going to roll your eyes and call me a prude, but like, you know, can we have a little modesty? I think there's something to be said about being a little modest. Not everything is for everybody. I know I'm talking about wiggling my toes on OnlyFans.
Hey, but you're not showing your feet.
But I'm just saying putting my toes in puddings different than showing the goods.
100%.
I'm just saying like, we got to have some type of like,
I would never, moral compass. I would
you would listen, totally do
I
it?
I would totally do that, but I would never do anything like action wise on camera personally.
No,
I'm not hating on anybody that
would. You do you, honey. You're richer than I am.
I would not show my face. Mm-mm. Would not, but yes, yeah, stick my feet in some things. Sure.
I mean,
I might go wild
for some Jello.
Who was I talking to about? I don't think it was you. I can't remember who I was talking to about this, but we were joking about making an OnlyFans channel for like the furries, you know, the people that like the costumes.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, you'd never have to show your face. You're literally in a costume. Nobody would ever know. And like, just like petting each other.
Yeah, but some furries don't like so have full-fledged costume. They have like just a tail with like normal people clothes. Well, yeah,
no, that wouldn't be me. I would be in like, you would be head in to like toe,
a fox. You'd be like a fox.
Looking like Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yes. Okay, I would do that. What do you want me to be? I will dress up. I'll act like this person.
I'll stick my costumed face in a bowl of water, pretend to be lapping it up.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I would do that.
I do that kind of stuff with too many margaritas. I do worse, you know? Yeah.
But, yeah, remember when we did, you guys, way back when, on our old podcast, we did an episode where we had... Oh, my Lanta.
She's being so bad today, y'all. And I was just bragging on how good of a studio dog she was. And she's really showing out.
She's just mad because she wants more hot Cheetos.
Uh-huh.
We had someone who had was quite successful on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
An influencer turned adult content creator. She was anonymous for a while, and then I think people might have figured her out.
Does she still do that now?
I would assume.
She might have just gotten so rich. She started incorporating her husband into it.
Well, was it her husband? She had an assistant that would help her.
It was her husband too, remember? She talked about it on the show. He wanted to start. Pretty positive he started getting involved.
People were like into that episode. They wanted to know more. Well, that's
because she was humping a wheelbarrow. Remember?
How could I forget?
I don't know, but she was doing it, y'all, with a wheelbarrow.
Hold on. I'm going to pause this. I want to see if she's still doing it.
Okay. Well,
I gave up. I can't find it, but
we tried.
It was good. Okay. What else came from? Well, so, okay. Our new friendship, whether he knows it or not, with John Chris, that came out of March Madness this year.
Oh my God. We love. Okay. So that was so cool. So we got to go to John Chris, and we've talked about him before on the podcast, and
Wendy's big fan, long time.
I really love him, and I was supposed to go see him several times, and something has always come up. And at one point, I had to sell my ticket, like just whatever. And so I was like, "Well, I really want to go." And he happened. What are the odds? What are the odds that you know? Look at God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at God.
Look at him,
Christian comedian.
There you go.
So we ended up, he gave us tickets and we got to meet him. We did a little interview backstage. He was really cool. He's really funny. And I'm sure most of y'all know, I mean, he's such a funny, like basic white girl, kind of like the Trey Kennedy,
yes,
that type of thing. So good humor, but that was really fun too. He was in March Madness. Did he make it to the second round or out on the first? I don't remember.
No.
Yeah. He beat out Matt Rife. No, he didn't. We corrected this.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I want to say.
He went against Jimmy at one point from
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
He beat Jimmy then.
Okay.
He definitely beat Jimmy.
Maybe because Jimmy messaged us when we posted with
that's right.
John and said, did he win the whole thing? And
that's right.
He said, no, we just went to his show.
Is Jimmy coming on the podcast or what? We have questions.
We do have questions. And not even the questions that other shows have asked.
No.
It's like, no. Don't care. I got other questions.
We have so many other questions. We'll get him on.
Jimmy Press. Okay. So John beat Jimmy in the first round.
Okay. And then John
John was against Scott McCarville.
Oh.
And so Scott beat out John. Because that's what he was upset about.
Yeah.
That he was against Scott, who was like shirtless and
ripped. That's right. Yeah. He thought he beat Matt Rife. We're like, no. He's like, me and Rife are going to be in the next round. We're like, not if you don't win.
Honestly, though, that's pretty impressive because Scott beat out Matt in the first round.
Yeah.
Go Scotty. So,
well, Alicia went hard for him, too.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know
obsessed with them. I love them.
She is hilarious to me. When she did that freaking mermaid video, I was dying. That is so, I know talked about it last time, y'all. It's still funny to me. It's so funny. When I play mermaids, that's my husband.
What you looking at? He's mine. He only plays mermaids with me.
So freaking funny to me. I love it.
It was good. We took a new follower and that was fun. We got a new friend.
Oh, we did. Oh my God. Again, it feels so long ago. So yes, our friend, that was really fun. And the day of, so we had three tickets and we were like, it'd be really fun to just see if anyone local wants to come with us and, you know, just go to the show, like whatever. We didn't know. We didn't have any expectations. And she could not have been more perfect for hanging out with us. She fell right in. Y'all would have thought we knew this girl for years. Honest to God. You would have thought she had been in our squad for the past 3 years of this podcast. Like she was so freaking amazing.
Well, I just love that. I mean, that's like a super intimidating thing. I don't know if I would have the guts to be like, hey, I'm free, and then just go meet up with two random people I don't know from the internet. FYI, she didn't even listen to the podcast. Lindsay, she listens now though.
Yeah, we love that.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, she doesn't know us from a hole in the wall, but her ass showed up.
Well, that's what we told her. We're like, that was so impressive that you did that. And that says a lot for somebody. I love that. I think that's great because you never know. And I'm so glad it worked out in that way because it was hard trying to logistically get somebody that was able to like do it.
It was so last minute.
I mean, we're talking a couple hours at this point. And even the people that were messaging us that wanted to, logistically with kids or work or whatever. You know, there were so many things. And then she was like, I'm down. Yeah. I'll go. I'm supposed to hang out with some friends, but I'll go. Didn't she say she was supposed to be with some girlfriends that night? They were like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, no, go.
Yeah. She was like, hey, can I reschedule?
And the fact that she knew who he was, like she was a fan. So I was like, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, so that was cool. Until you like introduced me to him, I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
I still didn't even know he was like a Christian comedian. But I mean, that makes sense because so much of his comedy is about religion and church.
Well,
but like, listen, like funny, like don't let that, if you don't know who we're talking about, don't let that turn you off.
No, he's hilarious.
It was one of the best shows that I've been to.
And I was telling Spencer too, like he talks about his childhood and like I was raised like very Southern Baptist, like very stereotypical. So he was asking like interactive questions. He's like, you know, did anybody have like a card that you signed like when you were younger? And I look at Spencer and I was like, True Love Waits. And he's like, yeah, I had one. It was True Love Waits. And I was like, oh my God. And it's like,
you're like, I told you,
it was so much of like my childhood, like so many things that I knew. So it's so funny when you grew up that way and he's making jokes about it. Cause it really is. It's funny, but in a tasteful way. He's not like, it's not blasphemy. It's not like, even my mom would think it was funny. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was like putting down religion or whatever. He was like talking about it, but in a really funny way. And he's just very entertaining in that regard. But anyway, it was just like, all of like seeing him live, I love, because I loved, you know, his social media stuff. And mm-hmm. then seeing somebody live like that, I was just like, oh my God, this was so great. And then we got to do a little quick little interview, but the people there were like, all right, y'all are done.
They were over it. They wanted us.
It was late though.
They wanted us out.
They did. It was late though.
And then Wendy had a real big absolutely not, you and Lindsay. And I was just totally oblivious to it. And it was the woman two rows in front of us.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, if you go to a comedy show, people are going to laugh. People are going to laugh probably loud. You might even have a heckler here and there. It's okay. If you don't want to hear anybody say anything or laugh and giggle, it's like we were having full-blown conversations throughout the whole thing. People were interactively yelling stuff. This lady kept turning around and I was like, It was starting to piss me off, you know? And then she did it again. I was like, lady. And then I would like make eye contact and I'm like, why does she keep staring at? I mean, she was doing it so like turning around, over dramatic. I'm like, oh my God. I was like literally about to blow a freaking gasket. Kept tapping Spencer every time she did it. Well, Spencer didn't know. So when we were done,
totally oblivious,
right? When we were done, we were talking about it and we were like, how did you not see this lady? She's like, what? I'm like, really? And we were like, oh my God. She kept turning around every time we would laugh, every time we would say something. And we were not even, I wasn't even like overly doing it because we weren't like hammered. It was like, lady, chill out. Watch this from home.
Right.
That's what pissed me off. You're not in your living room. I'm not in your living room distracting you. You're not taking a test. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. This ain't your damn SAT. Getting on my nerves. She just made me mad. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Like, turn around.
But no, I mean, overall, it was great.
We hit McDonald's after. That was good.
We had McDonald's after. The comedians that opened were really funny.
Oh, they were awesome. There was a North Carolina guy. What was his name? Not Cody. Was it Cody?
Hold on. I'm looking. Caleb, I want to say.
Caleb, maybe. Yeah, I knew it was a C name.
Because
he was hilarious, too.
Caleb Elliott.
Okay, and then the other guy was
funny.
He was the golf dad guy.
Yeah, hold on. The other guy.
He was really funny too. They were really great. They were all really good, which you love that. It doesn't always pan out that way.
Dang, where is he? I thought he would have him on his...
like on his tags.
Tagged on his thing, but I don't see him.
Oh, bummer. Well, he was funny too. It was a good night. That was a Thursday night. Who were we?
A party animals.
Party animals. Let me tell you. I told Spencer yesterday, y'all. I can't hang anymore. I went to...
Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Derek Yells.
Okay. Oh, Derek Yells.
Well, that's his handle. Derek _ Yells.
I love because that.
He was loud as shit.
Wendy Hollers.
Funny.
He was.
Wendy Hollers.
That should have been mine. Dang it. We went to Corey Smith on Saturday, who I love. Mike and I love him. And
another person I don't know. Never heard of him.
Oh, my God. Love freaking Corey Smith. And last time we saw him was like on the beach. So it was like super chill and also drink too much that time. I didn't even drink that much on Saturday, but I think it's because I haven't drank in a while. Like I had a glass of wine at the John Chris show. Mm-hmm. And really I haven't, if I've drank anything, it was like a glass of something and not even the full thing. I just haven't drank that much since our cruise. And I had margaritas on Saturday night at dinner. And then we went to the speakeasy downtown Raleigh and I had, I think, two margaritas there.
Were you and trying then, to get me to come out? Is that why you were asking me where I was?
I was saying, no, I was seeing you up like how guys do late at night. And then, yes, I was like, if you're out, you can come pick me up.
You just never know with you.
You're never,
as soon as you get a couple glasses of wine, you're like, hey, come out.
I do. I don't know why I'm like that, but I am. But then when I got there, they didn't have margaritas at the show. So I ended up just getting double.
You mixed?
I got double tequila, soda water and limes.
Okay.
And no. Yesterday, I was throwing up.
How was that?
And it's been a very long time since I've been sick like that. Hungover.
Sick from tequila. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Not good. Mm-mm. And I have not thrown up and been hungover like that in a long time. But I think it's because my tolerance, you know, you just go so long. Like really this year, I haven't drank that much. I mean, yeah. I'm saying this as if it's like a great thing. I'm just saying in general, like, I do feel like socially in the summer, I tend to like, I want a beer on the boat or a glass of wine.
Right.
Love that. And in the winter, I really.
You go into hiding in the winter.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I'm not going to sit around and have just wine. Now, if we do a podcast or something and I'm feeling that way, then sure. But I just don't, Mike and I don't sit around. He's not a big drinker and just drink.
Yeah.
So maybe it was like that. But anyway, it did not sit well with me. And I told Mike yesterday, I was like, I think the older that I'm getting, the less and less that I want to drink and like the less I like genuinely want to feel that way. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't.
Well, I mean, I used to love the feeling of being like drunk.
I would drink to get drunk on purpose.
And I cannot handle that. I don't like it. I don't want to feel out of control. I don't like feeling swimmy headed. I like, you know, just drinking, having a martini, maybe two, getting a little buzz.
That's the thing.
A little warm.
But yes, that's the thing. It's like a perfect little buzz. But there are definitely times I've been out with you. Like, I'm like, I'm drinking tonight. You know.
Oh, sure.
You know. And everybody has those moments where you're like, I'm going to do it. And typically if that happens, I'm getting pizza at the end of the night. I know how to take care of it.
Yeah.
Like on the cruise, I drink champagne every day. Ask me if I had a hangover.
You also know beforehand and we'll eat something too.
Absolutely. Like, and every night I finish off with pizza, literally every night. And I'm not hungover. I know that if I eat, that's where I feel like crap the next day if I don't eat. So there's that. But yeah, for the most part, I was like, oh my God. But yesterday I just felt terrible. And I was like, ew, I'm getting older. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, this is not for me.
She was like, can we record later? Like, I am not well. And that we're recording this on Monday. And I was like, yeah, no problem, whatever. And then I fell asleep, literally bent like a pretzel. Like,
I figured you were because I didn't hear from you. I was like,
I fell asleep on the couch. My legs were like up. Like, I don't know why.
Yoga.
I think I was like stretching my hips out or something. Whatever. I was comfortable. I fell asleep. I slept like that for 3.5 hours. I woke up and I saw that you had texted me probably not long after I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And you know, when you fall asleep, like in a weird position, you go to move when you wake up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like,
My hips, my knees, everything. I was like, I need somebody. I was like, Robbie, I need you to like manually unfold me.
Not the pretzel. You're like, I'm out. I'm done.
Oh my God. It was so bad. And then I was like, no, fuck it. I'm so tired.
Yeah. No, I was tired yesterday too. It's just like that. Sometimes we have weeks like that. I feel like
it was the perfect day for a rot day.
It really was. And after March Madness, like y'all are always very sweet, not to brag on ourselves, but like y'all are always very sweet in DMs. Like even the bloggers are like, oh my God, y'all crush it with like, cause we do, we like pioneer these things to like make, and we love doing that. Obviously it's fun to be able to do it.
I kept saying to people in our DMs, I was like, March Madness is my passion project
for sure. Like,
I look forward to doing March Madness all year round.
Yes. And also like the Instagram, he's like, that kind of stuff is fun, but we go so hard and it's a lot of work. So it's like we crash and we work intensive too. It's not like we're just like doing it when we're sitting around. So we have to like tag team things or like wait for this or wait for that or whatever. And then by the end of it, you can kind of start like prepping things, getting them ready to go and like all that, which is nice. But last week was like the catch up week after, because then it was like just a million. You had a busy week at work, and like I did some late nights. And one night I worked till 9 o'clock. Who is she?
Oh my God. What I know. An animal.
I called Mike on the way home. I was like, I can't believe I did this all the time. Like I was so, it was three nights that I did like just late. And that one was like, that one did me in. I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Oh, I don't know. Like we were resetting a store. So it was like long, long, long days. I told Wendy Thursday I was at work 17 hours. Mm. I worked for 17 hours, but I was just, it made me think of like back in the day when I like was like 20 years old and working for, you know, retail stores. Mm-hmm. And like we would holidays. Do like overnight planograms to like set up for like, I worked for Victoria's Secret for like 5 years doing overnight resets.
Yeah.
I'm like, how could, and then I would just work a whole shift after. I'm like, I couldn't stay up that long if I wanted to. There's not enough Adderall in the world for me.
When I worked at my first salon in the mall, they, you know, you had to be open or you would get fined, especially through the holidays. Uh-huh. Well, the mall was open an hour earlier and an hour later. Yeah. No one came to the mall at 10 o'clock. To get their hair done.
Right.
Zero people did. And we all had to take turns. Like you had shelves, like we did all products. So whether it was like Kenra, Bedhead, Redken, and you had your whatever. And I remember there would be those nights like after on the holidays that you had to do the same thing. You would set up like the retail spots and you had to take off every hair product, dust the shelves, dust the product, put them in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I remember there were certain brands that had just a bunch of little, like just so many things. And it was after the mall, like we couldn't even start it. We weren't even allowed to shut the doors and do it then. Like you had to do it when you were closed.
Yeah.
It was a corporate chain salon, so they wouldn't even let you. It's like, we're not busy. Nobody's in here getting a blowout or a haircut at 9:30. Zero people. Can we please start it?
What is the point of doing it?
I don't know. Stores closed? But it was.
If you don't have any clients.
Yep. Weren't allowed to be available. I'm like, okay, Linda, no one's coming here for 5 years, but okay.
For their perm press at the mall.
Sounds good. We'll just wait. I'll just do this at 11:15. That sounds good. That sounds like a great time to do it. Mm. Nerd.
Anyways, so if we sound tired, it's because we are.
If we sound tired, it's because we're sleeping right now. This is only a dream.
It's all an
illusion. And Mercury's in the Gatorade. I mean, Mercury's in the microwave, in the Gatorade. Gatorade's in the microwave. Whatever. It's there's a retro an Gatorade. And there was an eclipse, not the car in the ceiling, in the moon, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted an eclipse.
So did
when I was in high school.
Same. I wanted a white one so bad.
So bad.
Little spoiler, little sunroof, little moon roof. Mm.
Oh my God, I was obsessed.
Me too, girl. Loved
like,
it.
If a guy pulled up and he was in an eclipse, I was like, oh, hell like, yeah.
You got a pipe on that thing? You got a pipe? I can hear you 2 miles on the road. Oh, road. Yes. Oh, now when I hear that, I'm like, you're so annoying. Stop it. Yeah. You're a loser. No one cares.
Or even better, if I forget, was it? I said I wanted a spider because I think that was the convertible version of the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying that to my dad. My dad was like, "What? There's a luxury car that's a spider. Is it a Ferrari?
It's a, no. A Viper is a, no, a Viper's not a Dodge Viper. I don't
freaking
know.
There's some sort of luxury vehicle, or at least there was a version of it in the 2000s that was a spider. And that's what my dad thought I was asking for. And I was like, no.
I
was
like, Dad, I would have asked for a Porsche.
Right. God forbid, you know, he's like, didn't buy me the other spider either, but I'm like,
oh. Well, that was rude.
I know.
Forget it.
I'm like, I want a spider. And he was like that. And I'm like, no, I'm like the convertible eclipse.
The Coke can with a spoiler on it, Dad.
Duh.
What are you thinking? Man,
that car was something else though.
It was so sexy, wasn't it?
You know what I would love to do?
I'd never describe it as that ever again.
Sexy. I just glazed right over it. I just pretended.
Like it's literally the size of my wingspan of my arms. Not big.
I would love to do like an episode, or maybe we should do it on TikTok.
What?
Where we talk about things that were like throwback things that we were just obsessed with.
Oh, I got like some, honey.
Curve cologne for
the
men.
Blue bottle with a gold writing.
Oh.
When it blew.
We would literally, we
see, I was Acqua Digio by Giorgio Armani.
I mean, good, but there was something about that cheap ass curve. Mm. I don't know what it was, but we would buy it And we would just douse our clothes and our sheets in it so we could smell it.
You're like, that's my boyfriend. Yes. This is my boyfriend.
Losers.
Man, the Acqua Di Gio was mine. And I don't know what it was, but it would, I'd smell that. I'd be like, he's fine. Where's he at? Look, I didn't even care. You could be missing two teeth. Didn't right. care. You smelled so good. Do a little soft smile.
The pheromones. The pheromoning.
Right. Walking past that mall. Smell like Abercrombie too. Oh my God. Fierce. Was it Abercrombie Fierce?
Yes. Walking past
no one Abercrombie. Ain't no damn man in Abercrombie Fierce at all. But it was so good. Yeah, we should. Let's do that.
God.
Man.
I mean, I don't even care that it'll age.
And I feel the same about a junior bacon cheeseburger. That was also written in my senior memory book when I was writing down my favorites. Yes. I would pop right on in there and Wendy's little junior bacon cheeseburger with no mayonnaise. Oh my Lord. Tasting it.
It was the sexy burger.
It was so good. Look, catch me sitting in the, picture this, 2003, sitting in the passenger seat of an Eclipse on that junior bacon cheeseburger. It was 99 cents with a little medium diet Coke and a medium fry.
Nothing better.
I want to dip it in barbecue sauce in the Acqua Di Gio or Curve, whatever have you. Tell me that was not the ideal Friday night. Catch me.
I mean,
dating him.
Maybe whomever. Not for me, but I was a wild child. I think I probably lived a real hard life compared to you in high school.
You probably did. Because you know what really got me going? Get on that highway, that exit ramp. If it sounded like a weed eater, I was like, ooh, woo.
Tell me more.
I'm like, that's whoa. Hilarious. Hey, you got subs in the back of your car? Yeah, they're in your eardrum, doesn't even work. It vibrates and then you feel it in the back of your throat. Oh my God. You're like, you have 220s. Sorry, my boyfriend has a subwoofer. And then they would take off the faceplate of the CD player. So do you remember that? You had to take that and put that in your pocket going in the movie theater. Oh, because he was a badass. Oh my God. Bad to the bone, baby. Woo. You get a fight with him, he's like, hold my faceplate. I got you, dog. Screaming. Yeah, we should do this episode. I feel like I can really take it back. I can take it back, man.
Oh my God, next one. We gotta do it.
Let's do it. That's enough of us. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.